Cecil Larius with Joanna Shimonides and Stephen Lang on FUBAR Radio.
Hi guys, and welcome back to Actors All Areas. It's me, Joanna Shimonides, and...
me, Stephen Lang. Hello everyone. We're back for another week of lockdown Actors All Areas.
Yes.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm all good. How are you?
I'll tell you what, this has been the hardest week, I think.
I actually agree. I feel like the days are going really quick, but I just feel like I'm waking up and just thinking, here we go again.
Yeah, it's very much, I think we've got past the initial thing where it's like, well, this is new and different.
Into yeah.
The literal tedium and boredom.
Yes. I think at one point, but way before this isolation, I was like, do you know what? I actually could be a housewife. Now, after this, I most definitely will not be being a housewife. I cannot handle sitting inside. I will lose my shit and probably not have a husband at the end of it.
I don't see you as the housewife type, I'll be honest, Jana. I'm not.
I don't either.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of the thing now. So I've taken up yoga. I'm on...
I'm
doing a YouTube thing called Yoga with Adrienne. And I'm doing like a 30-day challenge.
Adrienne.
She's from Texas, who cares? So I'm day five. After we finish this, I'm gonna do my next one. But it's good to like kind of get out my head and like, yeah, it's good. I needed to do something that wasn't involved in a computer screen or on my phone and just kind of zone out and just do it.
I love that.
It's been quite nice, yeah.
So how are you finding the positions, the turtle? How are you finding that?
What's the turtle? We've never heard.
Fully bent over, like hunchback vibe on the floor.
I haven't done that one yet. Lots of downward dogs and what's the other one? Child's pose where you're lying out on the floor.
Right.
Yeah, so that's been quite good. But other than that, it's just been same old, same old. What have you been doing?
Well, Stephen, we both started something new because I have got into doing bum and leg workouts. I told you I'd get my Kim K bum and I'm going to work towards it. It's been 2 days, but today I had to give
up.
It's been 2 days, but I got told by my dad I need to give myself a break because I can't walk. Couldn't get down the stairs today. And my dad was like, maybe you should like take it a bit more easy. And I was like,
Well, because when you're doing leg work, especially when you've done doing them for the first time, Christ, I mean, you really, it's like being disabled. It's so painful.
Honestly, and because it's your bum, when you lay down or sit down, it really hurts. But I've been doing this girl called Chloe Ting, and her workouts are amazing. And she does it step by step with you. And like, you really feel like you're with her.
Is this a YouTube thing?
Yeah, on YouTube, nice and free, love it. And I just love a freebie. And yeah, and she literally is really good, but oh my gosh. And there's like three videos of three different types of bum workouts I've been doing. And my bum is feeling a little bit more perked and firm, but not yet Kim K stage. Two days later, not yet.
I think it might take a little bit longer. And also you might need to invest some money in a surgeon to get the full Kim K effect.
Yeah, maybe I'll get the Kim K effect with my figure. So like my figure's lump. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
No, absolutely not. But you can try whatever makes you feel good.
I've got a little story to tell you and you're not going to like it.
Oh no, what's happened?
So after I did my beautiful workout, Stephen, I then sat down, heated up my Jamaican patty. And I was very much excited. And I opened up that Jamaican patty to a clump of hair, which probably looked borderline black pubes.
Oh my God.
Have you not seen it on my Instagram story?
No, I don't think so.
I didn't eat for a whole day because I was like feeling so sick. I videoed it and the hair was like so wrapped around the meat inside and I was pulling it and it was awful.
Wait, so have you got in touch with the people that made it?
Yes, I've been in touch with them and they want me to go down there to fill in a food review type thing. Well, no, you can send me that through email. I don't know if you know, there's a pandemic going on and I've just found pubes in my Jamaican patty.
Oh my God, that is so gross.
I was like, basically, obviously, I've been annoying my dad lately and I was like, Dad, like, can you come see this? And he was like, for God's sake. And I went, no, seriously, you're going to want to see this because you like this. He walked in and he was nearly sick. I was nearly sick. My nan, it was awful. Absolutely awful. A clump of pubic hair.
You might get some free Jamaican patties out of it though, who knows?
I don't want that. I want like what they call them, like, you know, when they give you,
a voucher?
Voucher, yeah.
And how's your nan? She's like one of my favourite people.
Oh, she's amazing. She's all good. She's loving life. Went in my YouTube video as well. She's loving it. She's absolutely loving it. But do you know what? It's keeping her busy, which is good. She hasn't been complaining every morning now. So I think I'm doing something right.
Yeah, fair enough.
How are you finding it?
Well, yeah, like I said, it's been, I think I'm just starting to really hit my limit of not seeing people and not like it's getting tough. But hopefully they're going to do an announcement on Sunday, aren't they, about what's going to happen next.
Yeah, so, but speaking of announcements, no Love Island this year.
Yeah, what are you thinking about that?
Do you know what? I think we need it. I think wait a whole year and then next year will be the biggest Love Island because it's going to be like everyone's waiting and waiting and waiting. And we've never had to wait this long for a Love Island. So do you know what? I think it will actually really do well. I think it will actually work in their benefit as opposed to literally rushing to then do a Love Island in the summer. I reckon...
Probably in the UK as well.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't feeling that. I've seen it in the press that, you know, someone wrote something that I said that. And yeah, it's true. I'm not feeling that in the summer.
I mean, I think fair enough. It's, I mean, as you know, my relationship with Love Island is a bit hit and miss. But I mean, I know who you are. I think you're right. I think it'll also be a sign that things are back to normal. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. People are going to be pleased because it's like, well, things are like we're getting on with things and life is carrying on because Love Island's back.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was even on BBC News they were talking about it.
Oh yeah, it's huge. It's massive. Absolute massive. I do feel for those who do work for the company though or do work for Love because, you know, there are gonna be a lot of jobs now that are sort of gone. So I do feel for them, but it's happening everywhere, isn't it? It's absolutely happening everywhere. Pilots, airlines, everything. It's crazy.
Yeah. I think the TV industry's been particularly badly hit because you can't film anything when you can't be in a room with people, obviously. And there's only so many places you can film, like things you can film in someone's house. So
exactly. And even Chrissy Teigen. How do you say the last name? Teigen.
Do you know what? It's actually Teigen, but she never. Everyone says Teigen, but it's actually Teigen. She said that. Yeah.
Oh, well, Chrissy Teigen, obviously, Teigen. She absolutely loves Love Island. But the tweet, well, how do you feel about her tweet saying that she hates one of the Winter Love Island girls?
Oh, yeah, so she's been catching up on it, hasn't she, a bit later than everyone else? I don't know. Yeah. I mean, do you have any suspicions as to who it might be?
No, I can't work it out, but I do feel...
There wasn't any, like, standout baddie, really, in there.
No. There wasn't, no. I mean, it might be certain characters that she's gone, oh my God, I can't stand it. But I think, you know, we're all trying to tackle online trolling, abuse, hate and stuff like that. And then for that tweet from such a big person, it's a bit...
Yeah, maybe. It probably could be... but then she hasn't named and shamed them, has she? It's not like, so as long as she's kept it private, like...
Yeah, I think just the use of the word hate is a little bit too strong. But sometimes we don't think when we're writing tweets, but I mean, I absolutely love her. I think she's amazing. But when I saw that tweet, I was like, oh, I thought, I didn't read the winter bit. So I was like, my heart went, I was like, she definitely hates me. She hates me, go on. Name and shame me, go on, Christine.
Oh my God, well, if she did, you'd probably get 200,000 more Instagram followers, so.
Stunning, I might just DM her and be like, hey, can you just say that you hate
Chrissy.
Me?
Yeah, let me be the one. We do have a very exciting show tonight though, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We have a friend of the show, Chris Boyson, who's been on once before. He's best known for his previous relationship with Katie Price, which we are not talking about today.
No.
Absolutely fine. But, you know, plenty of other stuff to talk about. And he is also like a fitness guru. So we can talk about getting fit in lockdown. Who else
Absolutely.
Have we got, Joanna?
Got Dawn Ward from Real Housewives of Cheshire, which I'm excited about because I'm close with her daughter, Taylor. So I'm actually excited to finally talk to her mum. So,
Have you not spoken to her before then?
So over social media, yeah, but never face to face. And every time, you know, I talk about going to Manchester and going out in Manchester with Taylor, we're always like, oh, you know, we'll come round and I'll come round. And then, No, I actually got around to doing it, so I actually get to meet Dawn Ward now.
And well, finally then, it's practically a reunion. And then we just have the very handsome Ashley Banjo at the end.
Yes, which I'm excited about as well. I mean, I remember watching him on Britain's Got Talent, so the fact that we are now going to see him in person, well, not in person, over the laptop, exciting!
This is as good as in person's going to get at the moment. So, yeah, he's recently become a dad again as well, so it's nice of him to give up some time to talk to us.
Yeah, but I feel like everyone is giving birth or getting pregnant right now.
Really?
Yeah, so many people. I don't know if it's just like highlighted a little bit more because we're stuck inside, but the amount of births right now and pregnant ladies I'm seeing over the internet is a madness.
It's probably because there's no other news as well, no, especially celebrity news. So it's something to talk about, isn't it?
But, true.
And then, you know, couples that are in lockdown will probably be making a few babies as well at the moment.
Or a few divorces.
It's one way or the other, isn't it? It's probably nothing in between.
Exactly that.
Although I do I know some people who are cooped up with their partners, and they're actually, they started off finding it quite difficult, but have learned to kind of get used to it. So
yeah, you've got to learn to give yourself so much space. Like literally, I tell my parents, well, my dad or my brother or something, I'm like, do not enter my room between these times. Thank you very much. Do not knock on my door. Thank you. Good night.
Fair enough, babes. I mean, but you've got to do whatever you can to get through this lockdown, haven't you?
No, exactly that. And also, we're seeing it in the press, a lot of, you know, people in the public are breaking the rules.
Yes, we are. Who are you thinking of in particular?
Well, I mean, there has been in the press Gemma Collins going to, what's his name again?
Bobby?
Arj's house.
Oh, Arj. Yeah. But, well, they've got such a weird on-off relationship anyway, haven't they?
Yeah, I didn't know if they were still together or not. So, yeah. But they clearly are. So we've got things like that and Jack Maynard.
Oh, yeah. But so, I mean, I think it's because it's been so long now, people are finding it hard to, you know, stick to the rules anymore. Like,
yeah.
You can see it on the street, just people going by and stuff now. There's way more people in the parks, there's way more traffic. And the problem is for the celebrities is that they're more likely to get pictured doing it, you know.
This is a thing, but I think, you know, because even I went to Tesco last night to get, we need bread, milk, the lot, but I go really late when it's about to close, so then basically, you know, there's less people in there, and I literally was like, I said to my dad, because I went with him, and I was like, I actually, like, need to leave, and I was like, there's just too many people in here, they're coming really? Too close, no, and I was like, no one's taking this seriously, and, you know, my dad was like, I think you're going a bit OTT, and I was like, no, I'm not, I was like, I actually can't, there's so many people coming close to me, so I think we all do still need to respect the rules and respect the fact that we still need to stay inside. We've got to.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, then although if you look at the numbers, things are definitely getting better. So it's just weird time, and I think, yeah, I feel a bit sorry for the celebs who are probably doing what normal people are doing, but
yeah,
aren't able to get away with it quite as well. Have you broken the rules at all, Joanna?
I have been so good.
Oh, well done.
I have been so good. You don't even understand. I've been sticking to the rules. Like, if things come in the post, I leave it outside. I then bring it in my house. I wait 72 hours to touch that package. Yeah, because apparently the bacteria lives for 72 hours. Then I wipe it over, wash my hands, and then it's allowed to go into my room. What about
wow.
You, Steve?
Joanna, that is hardcore.
I have to. I feel like I just have to, because otherwise, you know, I don't want to risk it to my nan, I don't want to risk it to my family. And one little touch could cause death.
Yeah, well, yes. I mean, when you put it like that, yeah, definitely. But on a serious note, it kind of is.
Have you broken any rules?
I have been out more than once in a day, but I'm going by myself. I don't come into contact with anyone.
Fine.
So I don't kind of feel like it's definitely what on the lower end of how bad it could be. I'm not having a house party.
Yeah, so fine.
I think it's kind of okay. But you do start to go a bit, I'm not having a breakdown, but I mean, you do start to go a bit nuts, because I'm just not used to this. I'm just, you know, the fact I haven't even been on public, I haven't been on the tube for, coming up 2 months soon. Like, just weird. Like,
I know, it's true. And even like, I had to have a word with myself the other day, and I was like, you don't, because I was getting agitated. And like, my dad, bless him, he'll be like, you know, oh, maybe you should put this in. I'm like, why would I put that there to, I don't understand. And then I'm just like, he's only advising me, he's actually been really nice. And because I'm getting agitated in the house, I'm starting to talk differently, and I really need to hold back a bit, rein it in,
know
it's over soon. Hopefully it's going to be over soon.
Yeah, I mean, we can but hope. I reckon by the end of the month, we might be able to gather in small groups. But remains to be seen, doesn't it? And actually, to be honest, I think I've already had it. I had a really sore throat, tight chest, a couple of days of fever, and then it kind of went. But
yeah,
who knows?
Yeah, I've been absolutely fine.
Well, there's still time. Fine. There's still time.
Don't wish I'd be Stephen. I'm surviving.
Yeah, just keep washing that post. That's the most important thing you can do.
Oh, I will. I will.
I believe we have our first guest ready to go.
Bring him in.
Chris Boyson.
Hi.
Hello, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm good. You're right.
Yeah, yeah. Good to see you.
I didn't expect you to have an Essex accent. I thought you'd have like a Northern accent. I don't know why.
Northern? Why would I be Northern?
Aren't you? You're from Kent, aren't you?
Yeah. Do you know what? Yeah, I'm from Kent, but most people think I sound like I'm from Essex. I think it's the London side of me, like. So it's just a little bit London Essex kind of thing.
Got it.
But I'm glad that I got this working, because I got no idea with technology, mate. Like, I'm so bad with it.
Well done for getting on. You've done it. I mean, you should be embracing technology, seeing as you do all the personal training stuff. Surely that's the way to
Yeah, but do you know what? Like, I've got no idea how to do my website either. I know how to give the content, but my website guy does it for me. So I'm just like, right, I need that on the site and I need it done now. And it's just...
It's okay to delegate jobs. It's all good. You're doing the hard work. You're doing the fitness and everything. You delegate that website to him.
Yeah, exactly. I'm doing the hard work. So he's just got to do his little keyboard stuff, hasn't he? So
how has lockdown been for you, Chris?
I can't complain, because so many people out there are a lot worse off than me. But it's just weird. Like, I'm really sociable and family orientated. So not being able to see my family is a struggle for me, really. But and I found out today as well, I'm a bit worried, because my mum's a carer, and two of the women that she works with every day have just been diagnosed like positive for corona.
Oh, dear.
I'm a bit worried about her now. So she gets her test. I think she's got to get a test tomorrow or something. So. Yeah, fingers crossed she'll be all right. But yeah, so like I say, apart from that, like, I've got my gym in the back garden. I'm eating well. It helps having a dad as a butcher, because I get loads of meat just delivered to me.
Decent. That's brilliant.
So I'm like, Dad, I need some steak. And he's like, all right, I'll get someone to drop it round. So I'm all right. I can't.
Have you found, though, that you're like, obviously you're big into your fitness, of course, but have you found that it's difficult to get the motivation at the minute? Because I think that's what a lot of people are saying. Yes. It's like a weird mindset at the minute that they can't quite get around.
Yeah, it's because everything's out of sync, isn't it? Like, everyone's got routines, and when you're out of routine, things just become hard, let alone, like, yeah, motivation. Like, with my clients, when I'm training people one-to-one, I'm helping motivate them, which kind of helps motivate me as well. So when they're not coming in, I'm just like, well, I still keep to a routine, though. I try and keep to a routine, because I deal with a lot of people with mental health, like anxiety and stuff like that. So I know what I tell them. Like, you need to keep routine to stay sane. Otherwise, you're just going to go crazy. And that does help with your motivation. But the hard thing is as well, I find that a lot of my clients, because I do a lot of counselling with them, like life coaching, motivational coaching, a lot of those guys, without realising, sort of helping me out as well. Do you know what I mean? Because there's someone to talk to.
That's amazing.
So, so when with them not coming in, sometimes like my head can be a bit like, oh, I need to like offload all this crap. But yeah. It's all right. Like I say, I can't complain, because I'm in a good position compared to a lot of people. Like, imagine being like a parent with loads, with kids, single mum, single dad, whatever. Like, I would not be able to be looking after kids right now.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
23 and my little brother's 18 and my dad's struggling having us around, let alone having little kids around. I'm like, Dad, get me this, Dad, get me that.
Are you doing your cooking, though? You better be making your dinner.
Oh, I mean, well, yeah. Where do I start? I did two days of cooking, and I'm not even joking, I had the yump for them 2 days, because I brought it to the table and it just was awful. There's no flavour, and I mean, I'm Greek, I should know how to cook properly. I've just even done to my nan or my dad now, but I always got the excuse, I'm working, I'm just doing radio, and I've got to do a few videos, and then they just all do it.
What? Oh, I love that.
It was brilliant.
I love that you can just say, I'm doing an Instagram post, I can't cook any dinner, you're going to have to do it for me.
I'm literally like, yeah, I've got time.
Different life. Get away with that. How'd you even get away with that?
Like, honestly, yeah, it's brilliant.
One of my friends has bought a bouncy castle to put in her house just to keep the kids quiet.
She's got like this
bouncy castle in the middle of her living room, and I was like...
Yeah, my sister's done the same.
But I was like, doesn't the noise do your head right in? And she goes, have you heard four kids screaming? And I was like, all right, fair play. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you can't complain.
If you've got a high enough ceiling, then the kids can bounce around, you know? Yeah, it doesn't matter, they're not going to knock themselves out.
Exactly, exactly.
At least you don't have to entertain them as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And then they're knackered by the end of the day, aren't they? Except being bounced up and down on a fancy castle all day. So I'm all right.
What could you say to people who are struggling with motivation? And because, I mean, it's one of those things that you kind of either have or you don't, I think. Yeah. Is that right?
Or? Yeah. I mean, what I tend to say to a lot of my clients, if they're really struggling, I mean, it depends what, if it's just general motivation, then I always say, if you get your phone, like if you know things you've got to do, just set them out on your calendar for alarms to go off the following day. So when they ping up, it reminds you, you've got to do it. And then do you know what I mean? And set it out as and when. Because a lot of the time, when you think of something you've got to do, you think, oh, like, what have I got to do? Like, and you always put it off. But if you can set yourself tasks throughout the following day, and in, even if you get one of them done, do you know what I mean? Just work at doing that. Like, I had one of my clients, like, a video call yesterday, and she's really struggling with her anxiety. And she gets out of bed, and then she starts getting all the symptoms of anxiety, and she's really struggling. And I just said, look, even if getting out of bed, having a shower and getting dressed and then sitting on the sofa, just achieve one task. Do you know what I mean? Just achieve something throughout the day and then just push it from there. So if you're struggling with motivation, just set yourself little goals, little tasks throughout the day and just achieve one of them. And then just the next day, you know, and push it like that, because it's such weird times. Like, I'm a personal trainer. I've been training people for 12 years. Even I'm struggling with motivation. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So if I'm struggling, don't feel bad that you're struggling, because it's normal, you know?
Yeah, it's normal.
Go on, Stephen. I was going to say, obviously, I've just started up. It's my second day doing fitness stuff and, you know, a couple workouts here and there.
Second day in quarantine or second day ever doing fitness
second
stuff?
Second day ever. obviously, it's taken me a lot to get started. I mean, I'm in pain. I can't walk. I can't sit. I can't lie down. But what would you advise us people who are starting up? Because obviously, for me, it got to a point where I was like, I started feeling really anxious. I started feeling really like drained and claustrophobic. That's what motivated me to get into my, I've got like a gym thing in my garage. What would you advise people who are starting up in it?
Well, I mean, If you're just starting up into you need to think of two things, either a goal or just call it a lifestyle. So you either want a better lifestyle or you want a goal to train towards, you know, whether that's a mental goal to make yourself feel better mentally, or you're going on holiday. Doesn't look like any of us are right now, but
to the garden.
Exactly. Yeah. So as long as you've got some sort of goal, and then you can start making some incremental steps. I mean, if you're one of the girls and you say, oh, I just want to get a bigger bum, or I want to get a smaller waist or whatever, then start setting your goals to what you want to do. Do you know what I mean? It's really hard, because for me, where I do it every day, day in, day out, like if my sister says to me, oh, I want to pull in my waist, I'm like, easy, no worries, like do this, because I've been doing it for like 12 years. So for me, it's easy. Yeah. But for people that are not in the know, it's really difficult, because there's so much misleading information out there. You just see what these guys are doing on Instagram, and they do stuff because it looks cool, gets them some followers, some views. Like, it's great because it looks cool. And if it gets you active, then great. But sometimes it's not getting you the results you want, and people get disheartened if they don't see the results. So
it takes time,
but if you're just doing it for your own benefit, mentally, then just start seeing it as a healthier lifestyle, you know, and just think to yourself, this is what I want to feel like. Because, I mean, you've been training 2 days. Are you aching, or are you feeling better though?
I'm feeling better. I'm aching as hell. Like, I mean, so I was going to do it. I was going to try and do like every day and ease it up and like get a bit more. And I had to take a day out today because I'm actually in so much pain. But the reason that motivated me was...
Is that because they asked you to do the cooking?
My dad was like, what time are you gonna go in the garage? And I was like, maybe at 4, you know, when they're cooking dinner, maybe at 4 o'clock, like roughly around 4 to 6 p.m. But honestly, what motivated me, Kim Kardashian's bum's amazing. I mean, I don't ever expect to have a bum that big, but Jesus Christ, I need some, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some lumps.
I mean, the thing is, you have to, I suppose another thing is, you've got to see what your inspiration is. Sometimes you've got to think of how long it took them to get there, and also what else they had to
overnight.
Do to get there.
What else they had to do is the important thing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't want to say too much. However, everyone knows that a lot of things aren't realistic out there, and yeah, yeah, so like you said, overnight is probably the best way of putting it. But so you have to have a realistic goal, you know. But yeah, this is what I was on a live the other day, my first ever live I've done with these two sisters that are fighting suicide. I think you done it, Joanna, didn't you?
Okay, you need to talk.
Yes, yeah, they asked me to do this live.
Yeah, I got the little bracelet here.
Amazing. How good are them girls? They're decent.
Brilliant, honestly. Like, I went into live yesterday as well, and I was just talking with them in the comments. They're amazing.
Yeah, they mentioned that you'd done it. And I think the thing is, I was saying to them, the problem we've got nowadays is expectation. I think that's the biggest cause of like anxiety, depression, because we're expecting to be like something or have something by a certain time. And you see people on Instagram, like you see the guys on Instagram, and they're in amazing shape, and they've got these cars and house and that, and you think, shit, I'm gonna have that. Like, I'm gonna be like that. Or the girls, see these other girls that have got amazing figures, and you think, damn, I'm gonna be like that. And that's the thing that gets us down and gets. And half of the time, it's unreasonable expectations. You know what I mean? So But I was saying to the girls, them two girls, because there was a lot of questions popping up about a similar thing, like what we should look like. There's no right or wrong what we should look like. Like you've just said, you want to have a bigger bum, whatever. That's fine, because that's down to you. But it's not to say that everyone should have that. So, for you, that's obviously what you want. But everyone has their own little goals, you know? So.
I find it's best to set a long-term target. That's why I'm doing a 30-day yoga challenge. We were just talking about it earlier. I've done bits and bobs of yoga before, but I actually just wanted to try it. I've got all the time to try it now. Why not?
There's no excuse, is there?
Yeah.
There's any time to try it. Like, I built a log cabin at the bottom of my garden, and for the last 2 years, I've had to do stuff like put some nice wood around the bottom, nice steps up to it and stuff. And I've just been putting it off for 2 years. And then this morning, I thought, I can't make any more excuses. Like,
you've got time now.
Rather do it or not.
I've got to do it. And then my mate said, why don't you turn it into a man cave? I was like, because my house is basically my man cave now. Like, I don't need an extra one at the bottom of the garden. But that's good that you're doing the yoga. That's one thing I've got to say, I've never done it. Like, I'm a personal trainer. I've done all, like, the fitness industry, done most things, but I've never really done yoga.
I think it's just good because it's all about breathing and stuff, isn't it? It's not necessarily about getting as fit as you can, but flexibility and breathing and kind of good for anxiety and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. We'll see. I'm on day five. We'll see where I end up by day 30.
That's it. So, yeah. So far, you've done longer than Joanna. So let's see who lasts the longest.
So it will definitely be me. Joanna's got no willpower. We're almost out of time with you, Chris. But we have seen some pat pictures of you recently.
Look at her
Bianca
grin,
Gascoigne.
She's been waiting for that one. Look.
Stephen just threw it in there. I was like, when's he going to
What's going on there, Chris?
I wondered how long that one would take. I don't want to comment on it too early, but like obviously everyone's seen what they've seen, but it's really hard because like as you know, like even last time I came on, I woke up the next morning and the stories that were written about what we said last time were unbelievable, and I was like I woke up with anxiety thinking they said. So I never like saying too much unless it's an interview, like specifically for that. But it's a strange time because obviously the whole isolation thing, you can't even go out on dates. Like you can't actually go out on dates. Like it's really, really bizarre. Like it's really weird. You can go to the supermarket and stay 2 meters apart from everyone. I'm all right. I'll say that. Like, and it's just, I think once we're out of isolation, you can see how things go with stuff, but like, yeah, it's. I don't want to say
very
too
fresh.
Much without
very fresh.
Without fine. Yeah. Without causing too much drama for me
too
tomorrow.
Much ag. That's fine, Chris. We totally understand. But thanks for telling us anyway.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for coming and speaking to us today.
Yeah,
and,
that's all right.
No worries. And doing your thing, and good luck with the rest of lockdown, however long that may last.
Definitely.
Get on with that thing at the bottom of the garden.
Yeah, you've got no excuses.
I'll go do it. Stop it, you. You're the one getting out cooking every night.
Yeah, to be fair, Joanna, you can't be the one calling other people out.
I am true. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, here we go.
Get yourself in the kitchen, will you? Right, no worries. Take care, guys. Right. Yeah?
Cheers, Chris.
It's been great to talk to you.
You
take
too.
Care. See you later, guys. Love
take
you.
Care, bye. Bye. He's great, isn't he?
What a nice guy. I think I think he's probably right. I know when he spoke last time, there was quite a lot going on in his personal life, and he's probably making a wise decision not to comment too much.
Absolutely. I think when something's so fresh and raw, sometimes when you put a label on it or when you say something, it can make it look too serious. And then when it doesn't become serious, it's like people go, oh, here we go. Like,
totally. It's just if you get papped, you know, you're going to have to talk about it at some point.
Oh, 100%. Their paps are everywhere.
Aren't they just?
So, guys, we now have Dawn Ward. Oh, I'm excited.
Dawn?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello.
I'm devastated. I've got no makeup on. I've got my pyjamas on. I'm devastated.
You look actually amazing. Gorgeous, honestly.
Now I know you don't tell the truth. I can't believe the gorgeous she's on as well, making me feel even worse.
Honestly, you look amazing. Trust me. If you see me with my makeup on and in my pyjamas, I look horrendous. Trust me.
No, listen, I went to bed in my makeup last night. I've been on conference calls all day. I've not even had a shower yet. It doesn't matter. It's only radio, so no one can see me. And then oh my God, I'm
Well, usually that would be the case, but in this lockdown circumstance, things are a bit different. How are you doing?
No one's going to see my face in public, are they? Because kids will never forgive me.
We'll make sure they won't. They won't. If you're that worried, we'll make sure.
Oh, please.
My nan's just come in. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right, babe. It's all
going
on.
I'm all right with you, nan.
So,
how have you been finding lockdown, Dawn? What's been going on?
It's been really busy for me, lockdown, actually. In fact, it's not much different, really, because I never get out of my house anyway, because I run my business from here. The only difference is my kids can't escape from me. I love it.
Do you know what? I have been loving watching your Instagram stories, Taylor's Instagram stories. You're all together. You're always doing fun things, cooking. I'm loving it. Obviously, you're doing the Come Down with the Wards, which is amazing. How's that going for you?
Thank God it's over. Honestly, we've never had so many family rows. And it wasn't even about the cooking. It's because we're all trying to film it on camera, on her phone. I'm saying to everyone, get content. I was like a producer, honestly. I'm like, honestly, I could genuinely go and work on a reality show now. I'm falling out with Ashley because he's not done his green screen. He's
got gosh.
And the kids are falling asleep at the table. I'm like, you've got to do your interview. I was like, oh, please, honestly.
Well, this is what years of working on The Real Housewives of Cheshire will do to you, won't it? Now you know all the ins and outs.
Mike Swindles, he's out of a job as of next week.
You're taking over, the Dawn takeover.
That's brilliant. Oh, God, I thought you were going to say. Well, I was going to say, literally, you guys, I remember Taylor put up a story and it was like you're having starters at like 11 at night. What time did you start? Because I saw it at 11 at night that she put up and I was like, are they just having starters? I would have got hangry by now.
Now, right, you're really trying to drop me in it here, aren't you? So let me tell you what really happened there, not what you saw on Taylor's Instagram. Obviously, I do a lot of cooking. So I was under a lot of pressure because they're always like, I cook all the time. I love cooking. And I was a bit too lackadaisy. Well, first of all, I have a job. I'm running my PR business. We're not on, some of them aren't on furlough. So I've been really busy working. Not like these lot here, playing table tennis and riding bikes and things. I will admit, I didn't start my cooking till 7 by accident, not intentionally. Then I tried to do something. I tried to be a bit clever. And it didn't get fed till 11.
I mean, that is hard. I mean, but you could still start at 7 and have dinner on the table by 8. So I'm guessing what you were doing was quite elaborate.
and then everyone kept coming in my kitchen in my way. Then they're trying to cook because they're hungry when I'm trying to use the oven. Honestly, I'm not just saying this now. So many nice things have come back from Come Down with the Wards. It was like hell on earth. I've threatened to divorce Ashley probably 3 times. It got really competitive to the point where I never want to see food again.
Oh, well, I mean, I've the same situation. I opened up a Jamaican patty yesterday and there was a load of hair in it. So I don't want to see food again at the moment either.
Two of you are having a nightmare.
Like a 3-course dinner with alcohol. I'm literally on nil by mouth now, honestly. I now, my mum's quite a bit larger than me. And we've like roles reversed. I now look like Nana Lynn and she looks like Joan Ward. She won't mind me saying that because I joke with her about it. And I don't want to see food or alcohol ever again, honestly. I'm just like looking for salads everywhere I go.
So have you been, we've all been gaining weight in lockdown. Have you been gaining weight as well then?
Hugely. Yeah, honestly. And on top of that, just a real quick one, is the first week of lockdown, you all go a bit mad, don't you? It's a bit like a holiday. And yeah. We started this silly thing where we'd open bottles of wine, the whole family, but minus the two small children, by the way. And, and at like 2 o'clock in the morning, at 46 years old, I couldn't do the splits when I was 10. Why on earth do I think I can run and jump into the splits is beyond me. So to top it off, I snapped my hamstring. So I bet, and I can't move.
Ooh.
I've been in agony. I can just get on a bike now, so I've got some cycling to do. Yeah.
Jeez, must be painful.
Oh, it was so painful, honestly. So didn't really feel the pain after a few bottles of wine, but I did the next day.
The next day, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So so Real Housewives is back, isn't it?
It certainly is.
How many weeks are we in now? Is it two?
I think we're on episode 3 last night.
Okay, fine. So how was it filming all of that? I guess it's all done, isn't it?
We're so lucky because we're on The Housewives. We are never short of content. What you get to see in 47 minutes is a week of filming. We could probably do about 10 seasons in 1 week. because there's so much content, our producers have been incredible. And we stopped filming in Athens, obviously because of lockdown. And we've been able to put out 7 episodes. Not as many people are getting cut as usual. Ash will be dead chuffed because he usually gets put on the editing floor. It's like, why is it always me they cut? I'm not filming anymore. And so we had a really packed, luckily we did Athens because there's a lot goes on from this week onwards. Right. And we were able then to do our master interviews remotely from home. And the best part about that, usually when they're in your house, they pound you to say things. I used to go to him, look, Mike, if you carry on, it's getting switched off. Nope. See ya.
Right. You've got control now.
And there's nothing he can do. He gets that FaceTime in there. You keep interfering in my master interviews, you're going.
That's brilliant. That's amazing.
Do you think you'll always stick with being on Real Housewives? Because I imagine it can get quite draining.
It does get very draining. It used to get a lot more draining because it was very... Look, the first thing we get asked is it scripted. It's absolutely not scripted. Obviously, we're put into situations where we know we're filming in a bar because we've only got a week to put an ep out. Everything that comes out of our mouth, unfortunately, is real.
Good or bad.
They never tell us what to say. It's all, you know. But, I've obviously been on it for 11 seasons now. And for me personally, it's my baby. I've been honest, it's quite personal to me. It's been an incredible journey. It's been amazing for my family. And the only time I could see myself, I say every year, that's my final season. And then I'm back on it again. Mm. It feels really weird to see anybody else step in my shoes. Or
I can imagine.
I've been on it. I'm quite a big character on it. And I do really care about the show. And I love the production company. And, you know, we might all scrap and some get on better than others. But we are a dysfunctional family and it'd be very hard to leave. The only time I think I would consider leaving is if it affected my family or my family are no longer happy with me being on it. I'm getting a bit better at well, only a bit, keeping my mouth shut. We're not, and I get those episodes where I think, shit, sorry, I didn't mean to swear that.
No, you can swear. Really,
you can, oh, you're
right,
allowed.
Oh, can you? Well, I think, shit, I've got to occupy Ash quick before he sees this because I know he's not going to speak to me. So I sort of like go, Josie, get Ash in the kitchen in about 13 minutes because I've already seen it and I know I'm going to get in trouble. He doesn't like me swearing on the show. And it's difficult, which you don't want to swear, when it's genuine emotions. I'm not the kind of person. I give it warts and all. If I'm happy, I laugh. If I'm sad, I cry. If I'm angry, I shout.
But that's what makes you such compelling viewing, exactly. Right? That's why people want to watch it, because it is the real Housewives.
Yeah.
It's real life as well.
It is real life, and it's real emotions, and, you know, but what I will say that is special about our Housewives is, even if some of us aren't getting on, if shit hits the fan, we all pull together.
Yeah, that's amazing. I always wanted to ask you, it's the same with when people ask me about Love Island. What was the initial thing that made you think, oh, I actually want to go on this show? What was it that sort of...
I keep asking myself that. Myself, no. No, it's very easy to answer that. I've been asked a number of times to do different TV things along the way, and it never really interests me. It's never been anything that interests me. And I would always politely say no to come wife swap. No, thank you, but thanks for asking. all different things. Bloody, I imagine someone swapping someone for me. They must be soon give me back. And then there was a couple of factors, really. Firstly, one of our producers, Darren Little, I've known for a long time. He's involved. He's behind the scenes, and they approached me, and it came at a time of my life where Darby and Taylor were of an age. If I was ever going to do anything like this, now is the right time to give them a platform for them. Because I've got a lot of faults in my personality. I'm not saying I've not, because I have. But one thing about me is my life's my kids. And so I put myself out there to give them a leg up. And it's worked. They're still paying the bills, like, but hopefully one day they'll pay mine.
Of course.
You know, and that's why, and it was a collective decision. So I thought, right, I'll speak to them. And then obviously with Darren's involvement, and the next thing, I was in front of a camera, you know, going like this on green screen, taking 5 hours to do one master interview. Yeah, boy, it's been an incredible journey. And I actually think now, them green screens, I'm really quick at them now. I think I could present.
Oh, so that's the next plan. Yeah, well.
Watch your space.
Oh, you never know. Stephen is fine.
Yeah.
Always space for a glamorous lady on this show.
It's been a really, really good experience for me personally as well. You know, like I said, being able to, I do a lot of public speaking now. I go to a lot of colleges doing business talks, and it gives you a confidence that I probably would have, I've never had before, where I'm a confident person, but, you know, being able to speak, being able to get your word across. And it's nice being on a platform, because I do a lot of charity work, to be a voice to gain for good causes.
Definitely.
Well, I'm looking forward to catching up, because I've got it on my list of programmes to watch over the next week.
Watching. You must be watching, because when you get to the end, something happens that even surprised me.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. We're going to keep watching then.
Yeah, okay,
and
do you know what's
really we're doing exciting as well. I was just saying to Stephen before you came around, I was like, I'm so close to Taylor. And I was like, I've not met you yet. And I'm like, thank God I've finally met you.
Well, do you know what? You were one of my favourites. And you're absolutely, I say this to Taylor all the time, God, that girl is so good looking. It's ridiculous.
Oh, thank you. Not
but in a nice way. No, you're stunning. You're
thank
stunning.
You. Thank
oh, it's
you.
Been really nice. I hope you enjoy the show anyway. And, you still will have me on after you see the end of it.
Absolutely.
We'll keep it in mind. Of course you will. Of course you will, Dawn. Thank you so much for speaking to us. Really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you for having me.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Oh, she's amazing. I
can see you being some kind of like her when you're like a bit older and being a mum, and like I can just see you doing all those like...
I hope so.
Having your figures in lots of pies and...
Yeah, I love the fact she's so business-minded and she's amazing. She's got character. She's just... Everything about her is just amazing. So, I mean, I hope one day I'm like her. So, absolutely. So, we now have Ashley Banjo in now.
Oh, hello.
Hey! How have you been?
I have been good. Like, I am all over the place right now, because as we went into the lockdown, me and my wife had our second baby.
We saw, yeah, congratulations.
Thank you, man. Thank you so much. So, it's been crazy. Like, it's been life flipped on its head for so many reasons for me. But at the same time, like, life is good. Life is good.
Is it a bit of a weird, I mean, of course it is, a bit of a weird time to have a newborn?
Yeah,
really, really weird. Like, I remember that the nurses saying that babies born in this time period would be called Coronians, right? I thought that was pretty cool. Like, so I was like, oh, right, I've got a little Coronian on my hands. And as I'm like, no.
See, you think it's cool, and I was like, oh my gosh, no, how?
Yeah, you sound like my wife. She's like, no, don't give him that name. I'm like, no, that's sick. So no, he's doing really well. But it's weird, man, because he's going to end up being, I don't know, maybe a few months, 3 or 4 months old before that my mum even gets to hold him, which is, we're such a tight family. So for us, that is, it's weird.
Yeah, yeah, really weird. And I think there's a lot of people, there's no precedent for this. It's never happened before. So everyone's just kind of feeling their way through it, really, aren't they?
Absolutely. But
I guess he's keeping you busy, though. That's the main thing.
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
is he a loud baby? Is he not much of a sleeper?
I'll tell you what, if you've got any people out there that they've got babies that are sleepers, let me know, because I don't think that exists.
Oh no. And have we got a name as well?
Yeah, his name is Micah.
Oh, I love
nice.
That name.
That's very cute, yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard of that one, but I like that.
Yeah, he's a good boy. He's a good boy. He's the first banjo with blue eyes. So there you go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's got blue eyes.
Blue-eyed banjo.
Blue-eyed banjo.
Has anyone in your family got blue eyes, or is it...
My wife's got, like, grey eyes, but obviously, like, we're, like, half Nigerian. So, like, we've got them, like, dark, them African genes, right? So we've got, like, strong brown eyes. So, yeah, he's kind of, like, first one with blue eyes, which is pretty cool.
That's very cute. So how have you been keeping yourself busy in lockdown? What's been going on other than being a dad?
Just working. We've been me and the boys launched our new online teaching service called 20DV, which is really cool.
Yeah, tell us a bit about that.
Oh well, basically, right, with the weekend that we were going to launch it, that's when we went into lockdown. So it was like, great. This is sort of like. Almost a good thing in some ways, because people are going to need something to do, right? But
it's
like the worst timing ever. There's us saying to people, you know, like, here you go, look, here's our new service, come and pay for something new, when people are in all this uncertainty, right? So we just, we continued doing it, kept the project going, put it out there and made it free for people all the way up until June the 5th. So basically you can go onto our website, you can learn tutorials, dance with us and do it for free. So.
That's very good of you.
I definitely will need to be going on that, because I've been trying to do dancing TikToks and I am so stiff. I am so stiff. So I'm going to need to go on that, obviously, to help me out. So you have been doing TikToks as well, which is amazing.
Been doing the odd one. Yeah, yeah.
The odd one? They're coming up and I'm like, oh, here we go, another dance one. I'm like, let me try and learn this one. Can't do it. Cannot do it for
sure. So do I come up on your For You page?
Yeah, you come up.
is that a big deal in TikTok? I'm not on it.
Yeah, because we hashtag for it to come up, don't we?
Yeah, it's all about the FYP. It's all about the FYP.
Yeah, that's For You page.
Okay, right, got it. Fine, you could tell I was, the old funny daddy here. I don't know.
Honestly, how are you finding TikTok then? Is that keeping you busy whilst being on lockdown?
Do you know what? I spend too much time on TikTok. I'm not going to lie, like too much time. Like I wake up and all of a sudden, right, it's not even the time that you spend on TikTok, it's how your brain works. Like, so I'm walking around the house, and then rather than sort of like, I don't know, humming the last thing I heard on Spotify, there's me going Carol Baskin. And I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I'm humming TikToks.
Do you know what the one that was in my head? You know, like, somebody come get her.
Get her. She's acting like a stripper.
That one was in my head. And you think, like, a lot of people now are selling all their songs and making the most amount of money from their songs, putting it on TikTok than they are putting it on Spotify and everything else.
Trust me. Honestly, that's the thing. TikTok right now is so real. Like, that's why I love it. Like, it's not shiny. I'm waiting for the day, though, because it will come. I'm waiting for the day that TikTok gets changed up into a bit like Instagram. Instagram now is like, it's not really legit, is it? Do you know what I mean? Like, I love Insta, but it's a bit more fake. Whereas right now, TikTok's super real. That's why I love it.
Yeah.
You've obviously had quite a very impressive career since Britain's Got Talent. How many years ago was it that you were on it?
11.
Jeez, it honestly seems like yesterday.
Yeah, over a decade.
Oh my gosh.
What have been your highlights of your time since then?
Oh wow, that's a hard question, man. Do you know what? I feel like one of the highlights is, it might be a bit obvious, but it's still a good one, and that is when I first rolled up. I mean, we sold it out about 3 times now, but when I first drove up to the O2 and I saw our name on the banner outside, and I saw like 12,000 people outside queuing. When you walk out at the O2 Arena and you know that every single one of those people have bought tickets for you, it's an unreal feeling. Like, you know, you can have a million followers on Instagram, you can be on TV and have 10 million viewers, but walking out and hearing, like, I don't know, 12,000 people scream at you for you in that moment, it's unreal, man. And especially like being a dance group, like, we're not singers, we don't have music. We're always just so grateful for people's support. It's mad.
No one's ever really managed to recreate the incredible success that you guys have had. Like, what do you think it is about diversity that that really resonates with people?
I think you're looking at it, mate. No, you know what? I have no idea, man. I feel like we've just tried to keep it real and we've just tried to be us and tried to be authentic with people. And I feel that, like, whether you're a director on a project, whether you're making tea on a project, whether you're asking for an autograph, whether you're the person giving us a job, we treat everyone the same. Like, and that means we're not just saying that people that aren't important we treat well. I don't treat people who are important special either. I just feel like everyone's a person. So we just try and be good to everyone, try and be the best at our job. And then so far that formula's worked for us, you know?
Yeah, yeah, and for you in particular as well, because you've also, now you're a judge on Dancing on Ice, you're doing all these other bits involved. Like, there must be a bit of a relief that finished before before all this kind of happened.
do you know, literally, like, the thought now of, like, going into a room full of hundreds of people and watching people skate around feels weird, right?
Really, really weird.
It feels so weird, but yeah, I love that show, man. It's good fun.
Do you think you're talking about that? How have you been coping, like, mentally with lockdown and dealing with it?
Yeah. That's the big question. I feel like people have taken it in waves. Like, there were people who were really positive at the start, and then people that dipped and then come back up. Whereas I was one of them. I was at the start, I was like, yeah, this is dope. Like, gonna be at home, like, loving it. And then as it's gone on, like, I feel like it's hit me. Like, and I've gone, oh, the world's changed. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, it's different now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it will forever change. I just sometimes think about, you know, when you go out and you go clubs or you go to appearances or parties.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I'm going to be carrying hand sanitizer gel around me. Like, don't come near me. I'm just going to
smack
on people. I can't. I wouldn't be able to do it anymore. So I think the world has definitely changed, and I think they're going to keep up social distancing for a while now, I reckon.
I feel like all those people that are going, oh, you know what, a few weeks' time we'll be out on holiday. I'm like, listen, I reckon that you'll be feeling this for a few years.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. My nan said to me recently, well, actually, my nan said to me this morning, we're going to go to Spain in December. And I was like, I don't think you quite know what's going on here.
I don't think you understand what's going on, hon.
Don't think you realise what is going on, nan.
Well, I think that's kind of the weirdest thing, right? Like, yeah, like the thought that the world has actually changed and we're living through it at the minute and we don't really know where it's going.
No.
Like, that's the thing. I feel like that's what's different about this. You know, like, there's always, like, historical events, things that change the course of history. But this has been so quick and has hit the world so hard. And what's unique about it is that we're going through it together, right? So there's not one country that you can run to. There's not one place that isn't affected. Like, the world is feeling this. And I think that's what's going to be crazy, like, coming out the other end, like, both from health and economic standpoint. Like, the world's just going to be so different after this.
Yeah. Do you think it will have an effect on things like Dancing on Ice? Like,
definitely. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what. I hope not. Like, I hope I'm wrong. But even, like, for next year, like, I just can't see people feeling super comfy sitting next to, you know, somebody and watching a show and clapping away and everyone's like, you know, I can't see it happening.
Do you think that it might end up happening, like, maybe without a studio audience or something like that?
Maybe, yeah. And I think that we're going to see the birth of a whole different type of TV show. Like,
absolutely.
The way that we're connecting and the way that, like, I'm here now. Like, I sit at home sometimes and go, cool, I'm actually grateful for my followers, grateful that, like, I kept up good engagement, because I see people now, like, trying to be like, hi, social media.
And I'm yes, like, I haven't been on for a while, but I'm back now.
What up? I don't work like that. I feel like, you know, you need to build up that kind of interaction over time, right? So I'm really grateful for my followers, man, and I'm really grateful to be able to have that connection, because in some ways nothing's changed. I'm still able to entertain and have fun, whether that be from Insta or TikTok or YouTube. Just not the O2 Arena, is it?
Definitely yeah, exactly not the that. O2 Arena. No, definitely not.
And how you find it being away from the other diversity boys? Obviously, you're so used to being together a lot. How you finding it not being able to see each other? We've been speaking over the phone, Zoom, YouTube. We can't really speak over YouTube, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. That's the hard bit, I'll be honest. Being away from my squad, like my team, like we sort of like, yeah, we're there for each other all the time. We're together every day pretty much. And people don't really know how we roll, like how close we are. I feel like they see diversity and they see the brand of it now. But actually, the reason the brand's still strong is because the connections are as people. So not being able to see each other, like I said, my boys, like my best friends, haven't even seen my baby. And that to us is like, that to us is so weird. So yeah, that's the hard bit, being away from my mum, my dad, my family and my friends, really.
Hopefully it won't be too much longer.
Hope, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. At least, and even if we can see people in small groups, it'll be a relief, I think. We're hitting the pub anytime soon, but...
Yeah, I hear rumours about 10, right? 10 people?
I just don't think it's going to happen.
You think that one day people are just going to be out and about?
I just don't think they're going to allow for 10 people, because you still think that that person could be going Tesco, could brush against someone who don't know they've got it, and then you then go see them in their house, then you go back home. It's just going to be a mess. I'm just summing it up.
Joanna, you should be working for public health.
That scientific explanation, that was on point.
That was on point. Basically, I just don't think it's going to work.
No, but I think you're right. It probably is a bit too complicated, isn't it? Because those 10 people can't be seeing any other people. And exactly. It's just too much. I've actually forgotten to ask our other guest today, but I am going to ask you, Ashley. What have you been watching in lockdown?
Yes.
We're all looking for inspiration for things to watch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's this great show called The Baby Monitor, and I've been watching it 24/7, because you put one to bed and then you've got to watch the other one. But outside of that, genuinely, I'm not joking, I haven't really been watching that much telly. You know, like, do you guys ever look at the screen time on your phone, like how much you're on it?
I'd rather not.
You don't even want to see.
Don't do it, because that's what I do now. I realise that, like, I'm on my phone, I'm on social media, I'm on YouTube, I'm doing that more than I am watching telly, you know?
Mine was 10 hours the other day, in one day, 10 hours, and I was pretty proud of that, if I'm honest.
That takes dedication, Joanna. That is, like, serious hardcore work.
I love it.
Yeah, you're a pro.
And lastly as well, what dancing tips have you got for people who want to start dancing?
You, John.
I mean, is it like a friend or is it anyone that I would know you're asking tips for?
You might be looking right at her.
Cool.
Any dancing tips or anything? Or
all right, I would say, you know what? I would say, don't be embarrassed. Give it a go. And I would also say, there's no time like the present. So if you want to get up and have a little dance, like feel free.
Go on, Joanna, you can do it right now.
Oh, right now. Oh, right. Sorry, I didn't clock on what you said. Okay, right. Yeah, I might have to save that one for TikTok. I'll save that one for TikTok.
I called her out.
Well, she's just started working out. She's on day 2 today, Ashley. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
what workout are you doing?
Squats. Well, you know, squats. You know, Chloe Ting, I don't know if you've heard of her, she's basically like this gym person, and I'm following her YouTube stuff, and hopefully I'll walk out of isolation looking like Kimmy K. So.
What? Kimmy K.
Love it.
Remains to be seen. Ashley, thank you so much for speaking
thank
to us.
You.
Really appreciate it.
No worries.
What was the name of your training thing again?
20DV. You can find it at www.20dv.co.uk. Go find it.
Okay.
Perfect.
Cool. We will do.
Amazing. Thank you so much for joining us.
Really appreciate you speaking to us.
Loads of love. Yeah. See you later.
See ya.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Oh, he's great. He's great.
And he's quite attractive.
Stephen, he's married.
And he's just had a baby. So I guess
he's just had a baby.
Still admire from afar, Joanna. No, what a nice guy.
What a nice guy. And I think we've had amazing guests. Again, yet again, another week with another amazing guest. And
our producer, you know, Georgia, is killing it.
She is absolutely killing it. And I cannot wait for next week. But what have you got planned for this week?
Well, I've only got two more days of work and then I'm off work for a week.
Yes!
So I'm going to be working pretty hard the next 2 days, but then I've got, yeah, what is it, like 10 days off or something? So
that's brilliant.
But what about you?
Oh, I think day by day lately, just everything day by day.
See what
I
comes.
I think definitely more YouTube videos. Obviously, I took a step back and I did one not long ago with my nan. And then I feel like I'm going to do a few more just to get back in it. And just, I think it was nice to have that break away from it, but I do miss doing videos. So I'm going to start doing my YouTube more and just continue with social media and just, yeah, obviously continue with my butt workouts, as we know.
Of course.
Yeah, and then hopefully have a big ass.
That won't be by the next time I see you, Joanna, but you know, no, you never know, it'll get there.
Yeah, and you know what, I might have to take up some cooking lessons as well, because Chris, I've got to show him up a little bit. I think I like plain food and that's why I cook really bad, because I don't mind a bit of pasta with a bit of gravy on top. Have you ever had that before?
Oh, that's disgusting, yeah. Joanna.
So at university, I ran out of sauces. So I thought, what sauce can I put on my pasta? And I put gravy and it tastes unreal. So I'm very much a plain Jane. But then when you're cooking for other people, they want sauces, spice,
they don't
garlic,
want gravy.
Pepper.
They don't want gravy on pasta. No.
No, they do not. So, I mean, what can you do? What Brilliant. Can you do, Stephen?
What can you do? Well, you can cook something nice. That would be a start.
Yeah, I'll try.
okay. Well, lovely to see you as ever, Joanna. Thank you for listening, everyone. And we'll be back next week.
Yes. Thank you, guys. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.